Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I heard on the radio the other day that one of the fake cigarettes contains as much nicotine as a pack of regular cigarettes. Just another temptation for our young people, or adults for that matter. If your kids or some you know might be tempted to use them, make them understand what they are getting into. As far as I'm concerned, the same goes for marijuana. Speaking of marijuana, I read in the Times Standard where Joe Namath is getting involved in a big marijuana operation that is involving $1 million in revenue. There goes my respect for him. Also, they are looking for tax cuts for growers to help them survive. I know that the industry is supposed to bring money into the system, but it's a bad thing overall as far as I'm concerned. Enough on that. The rancher in Arcata who left hundreds of dead cows lying in his fields and his attorneys were trying to get him off makes me wonder, what kind of fool is he? I spent summers on my grandparents' farm as a kid and have been associated with several ranchers in our local area. None of them had such a don't-care attitude that they would leave at least even one animal's carcass lying around, and they would certainly find out what is killing their livelihood, which is what their animals are. It just blows me away when I think of what an uncaring person he is, then not want to take responsibility for his actions. I would think his attorneys must not be ranch people either. The Virginia governor who is taking hits for his blackface actions 40 years ago is standing up for his rights. Whether he did it or not, it was 40 years ago when he was going to a masquerade party. Now, if he had been serious about the meaning of the blackface and had continued to be racially insensitive, it would be different. He is the governor of a state, for crying out loud, and as far as I've heard, has not been a racist at all. Give the guy a break. Not only him, but the media seems to be in a routine for going back on celebrities of all sorts and digging up stupid things they did years ago. We've all done stupid things in our lives, and at 82, I still do stupid things once in a while. So give me a break, too. There was a dinner put on by Betty Chin and Fortuna one night last week, and she served several hundred people in honor of something. I first met Betty very soon after she came to Eureka, and what a marvelous person. A couple of times I went down and helped serve food to those unfortunate folks and saw just what it was like and how hard she worked, and that was after the real hard work of preparing the food was done. I am so happy that the community is supporting this unbelievably hardworking and sincere lady. I also read where Arcata is trying to outlaw plastic water bottles in the city. We keep a case of water bottles in our car for use on hot days or if we are thirsty while driving. But having been a student at HSU many, many years ago, before plastic water bottles were the norm, I would think that would make it tough on students who need a drink when they are away from a faucet or a fountain. Happy Valentine's Day. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.